The World Meteorological Organization today announced the deadliest of a series of extreme weather events, including tornadoes, lightning storms, hailstorms, and tropical cyclones. This is the first time the group has done this. Randy Cervini led the effort to make that change. He's President's Professor of Geographical Sciences at ASU and Rapporteur of Weather Extremes with the World Meteorological Organization. And Randy, what's behind the decision to do this?
Right. For the last decade or so, we have had what's called the Archive of Weather and Climate Extremes. It's the listing of the most extreme conditions that we have on our planet, the hottest temperatures, the coldest temperatures, the windiest places, that type of thing. But we've expanded just today with the announcement of five records of the most deadly types of weather, so that we have the deadliest tropical cyclone, the deadliest tornado, the deadliest lightning event, and so on.
Why is it important for people to know that?
Well, it's important because we need to be aware of how deadly these things can be. And part of what the World Meteorological Organization's task is to try to prevent these kind of things from happening in the future. So the more that we remember our past, the more likely it is that we're not going to repeat it in the future.
As far as repeating, though, I mean, we don't really have much control over whether or not a hurricane strikes or there's a tornado or lightning. Is this a matter of preparation or is there something else going on?
No, exactly. Preparation, better forecasting, better knowledge of what to do during these type of events. That's what we're trying to shoot for here.
Is there also a sense of people sort of thinking the most recent event is the worst, as opposed to maybe looking back in history a little bit and seeing what really was the worst?
Right. People have this tendency to always think that the last event that we've had is the worst event that we've had. And while climate is changing, it is true that we've had worse events in the past. For example, I get asked a lot whether Hurricane Katrina was the worst natural disaster that we've ever experienced. Well, 2,000 people died in Hurricane Katrina. It was bad, but it kind of pales in comparison to how bad a tropical cyclone or a hurricane can be. Back in 1970, in what was then East Pakistan, we had a tropical cyclone come ashore that killed 300,000 people.
Wow. So that, I mean, in that sense, Katrina really pales in comparison as far as an actual death toll.
Exactly. And while we obviously don't want to forget Katrina, we want to keep in mind how bad these things can actually be.
Are there limitations to looking at these events just through death toll as opposed to other impacts that these weather events might have?
Absolutely. There are lots of different measures of how bad a storm could be. It turns out that people like and feel more comfortable hearing about death tolls, but the terms of destruction, in terms of size, in terms of aerial extent, there are a lot of different ways to classify how bad a storm can be.
In general, is it possible to make a blanket statement that storms in the last 5 to 10 years have been worse or less bad than storms earlier than that?
Well, of course, the problem with linking it with human activity is that not only are storms potentially changing, but people are changing as well. We have a lot more people that are living in areas that are hit by natural disasters than we've ever had before. So when you put several million people in a coastline in Bangladesh and you have a tropical cyclone come through, it is a disaster waiting to happen. So while storms are in some cases getting worse, not all, but some types of storms are getting worse, I think the bigger problem is that we have a lot more people that are living in areas that are experiencing these kind of disasters.
Whereas maybe 30 years ago, there weren't people living on that coastline in Bangladesh. So if the same storm hit, many, many fewer people would have died.
Right, right. And of course, part of the problem as well is that in a lot of these countries, you don't have the infrastructure to get warnings out to people to be able to take the precautions. When we can forecast these things now well in advance, but getting the word out to people is still somewhat of a problem.
So does it really bug you, especially here in the Valley, when, you know, like in July or August, people are like, oh, this is the worst, hottest summer ever, when you have data at your fingertips that suggests maybe it's not?
Any kind of talk about weather always gets me excited. But yes, I kind of like to put things in proper perspective. And oftentimes it is somewhat causing people to pay less attention when every time you hear a new story, it is the worst that's ever happened. And so if we try to put these things in proper perspective, hopefully people will, again, pay more attention to how bad some of these events can be.
Randy Cervini is President's Professor of Geographic Sciences at ASU. He also is with the World Meteorological Organization. We'll post a link to the deadliest extreme weather events at theshow.kjzz.org.